This is Girl to Woman Podcast with host and creator Ami K. Sean, where I empower, educate, and entertain teen girls and women to have a greater relationship with self. This podcast is for you if you're ready to create and not wait on your happiness. If you're rocking with me, let's roll. Hello, what's going on with you? You know what today is. It's another day for you to have a greater relationship with yourself. I do my best to empower you on this Girl to Woman podcast with everyday down-to-earth girl talk motivation. Now, you can take it a step further. For those of you who want more valuable content, go to AniJohnson.com and sign up for my free audio, 10 Secrets to Having a Happy and Healthy Relationship with Self. This is what I call your self ship. In order for us to get to where we want to go, you gotta be flying your self ship, right? Right? Okay. You will also receive weekly inspiring notes straight to your inbox from me. So what are you waiting for? Head on over to AniJohnson.com and get your free audio already. Thanks for letting me roll with you on this journey. Now let's get started with our session. We're on session 183, and our topic of discussion today, we'll be talking about goal setting, more specifically, four steps that I feel are necessary on the goal setting trail. I know we're all probably looking back over the calendar like, what did 2016 go? Like, you telling me we have like less than, you know, 2-4 weeks before we see 2017? Like, seriously? So for all of you out there who are similar to me and trying to go for your goals and not trying, but going for your goals, and you're just, you know, trying to reflect back on what you've done, looking at your previous vision boards, things of that sort. Maybe this will be a particular podcast that'll work for you today. I know I have talked about goal setting in various podcasts. I've talked about creating momentum. I've talked about there are many things to do, just don't give up and things of that sort. And so I've probably mentioned these steps, but I kind of want to just put it all in one podcast because I just think there are very important steps towards successful goal setting and actually reaching the goals that you put out there for your life. So before I get started with that, I do want to ask you, because I haven't been on the mic in a couple podcasts. So how are you doing today? Are you making the best of your day? I know some people probably tried it today. I know some people probably pushed you to the limit and you had to swallow some stuff you know you wanted to say, but it wasn't probably best for you to say. And I get it. I really do get it. But either way, we must put intent on it, put a smile on our face, and walk it out the best that we can so this day is working for us and not against us. So I hope you're doing just that. Let's get started with the goal setting steps. When it comes to goal setting, I was explaining this to my class before, and I was just telling them, you know, in our generation, it's very normal to have so many amenities that make it very easy and convenient for us to accomplish a lot of different things. And we are of that microwave generation, if you will. And so a lot of times patience is a virtue, is a foreign language to the Gen Yers and the millennials and things of that sort. And so I gave them the analogy of using the escalators versus the stairs, because that's a part of the sort of kind of the microwave, you know, instant gratification, instant results, get me from one level to the next kind of concept. And so I was like, I know in life, you know, if you're in the airport or if you are, you know, in a coliseum or something of that sort, it's very easy to take the escalators because you don't have to do much. You get on and you ride up to your next level. But when it comes to applying this type of concept in life, you can't think that instant gratification or instant results is the best way. In this sense, it's better to take the stairs because there's so much more that you're learning and there's so much more that you're engaging in when you take the stairs. Physically, when we lift our legs and we're taking up another step and we're lifting our bodies to go up another step, we are conditioning our bodies to burn fat and build muscle. And if you apply that in life, it's the same way. When you take the time to build yourself up and you take the time to do the work, you are really mentally burning muscle, burning fat and building muscle in the sense of you're getting rid of the stuff that you don't need. You're getting rid of the stuff that is not necessarily making you weaker, but maybe have a slight hindrance, and it's building you to become a stronger person and a more victorious person, if you will.
And so that's the same thing that I want to share with you guys. I mean, I know we like to have everything in real time. Can I get this in under 3 minutes? Please count the results. The before and after picture needs to be immediate, you know. But when it comes to setting those goals that, you know, your journey is taking you towards a whole nother level that is just beyond your own capacity to fully understand right now, it's always better to take the option, which is the stairs, to make sure that you are building yourself in preparation to get to the top of that journey, and where the view will be very rewarding and not just, you know, oh, I really didn't do much to get here. Okay, so with that being said, let's get started with the first step. The first step is begin with the end in mind. Yes, this does come from the late, great Stephen Covey, however you want to say it. Me personally, I interchange it as I just go and talk. But it's his book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And this is true no matter how you apply it in life, whether it's goal setting in the kitchen, goal setting in your relationship, goal setting in your professional life, whatever. For instance, in the kitchen, if you're baking a cake, you need to have the end in mind of, is it going to be an end result of a pound cake, or is it going to be the end result of a chocolate cake? Because those are two type of ingredients that you're going to start with. Like, get what I'm saying? So when it comes to having the end in mind, it's very important on where you want to go, so that way you can know exactly what few steps you need to get started. The second step would be education. Being educated is something that happens for us way before we get into a classroom and sit in a little desk. And a lot of times the education will be informal, that will be highly valuable to you. And you will need to get in environments that are educating you towards the journey, but you will also need to understand some of the environments that you've been in potentially could have educated you that is now hindering you on the journey that you're trying to take for your life. So what do I mean by that? So for instance, let's say you've been educated to have a chip on your shoulder. You get what I'm saying? Because we're taught this stuff. We learn these behaviors in the sense of the environments we were raised and conditioned in. So if you know you happen to be a person with a chip on your shoulder, always popping off, always having an attitude, but yet you want to end up being the head of HR, that's not going to work. You get what I'm saying? So that education that you learn informally in your natural settings of life, you may want to fall back on that and kind of, I know it is funny to say unteach yourself, but find ways to re-educate yourself on something that's going to help you more than it hinders you. So it's not just about being educated in the sense of knowing what you need to know for the journey. Sometimes it's also paying attention to how you've been educated and seeing if the things that you've picked up on your journey is now hindering you to take you towards that goal that you're trying to reach. The third thing, exposure. Exposure is basically, you know, to discover or experience something. And I think this is important because when you are stepping out to reach out for a goal or to reach out for a dream, then it's a vision that you have, even though you can't physically see it. You can third eye see it, but you can't physically see it. And so to get exposure around people who are either living or doing the things that you want to do or have the lifestyle that you want to have, I think it's important to find ways to expose yourself through that. Whether you're doing it on a vision board basis, whether you're doing it by getting mentors, or I would recommend doing multiple things, by the way, because I think this ignites our senses in the physical that continues to give us that fire burning desire, if you will, to take another step towards our journey, especially during the times when you know it's going to get hard. So I would definitely recommend getting around what resembles what you desire to have, to mingle with people who already are where you are. I mean, where you desire to be, where you're headed, because it really does solidifies the third eye vision to become more of an actual vision in order for it to come in true focus for you, and you then become, it becomes your reality. So I really hope that makes sense. So exposure would be the next thing that I would say is an important part of the goal setting journey. Last but not least would be expectation. An expectation, of course, is that strong belief that someone will or should achieve something. And of course, when you're here at Girl to Woman, we do some real down-to-earth, straight-up talk. And I always like to talk about the good, bad, and ugly. I'm all for the rah-rahs of you can achieve if you just believe and all of that. But I'm also here to tell you, in the sense of you having a strong belief that you are going to achieve, I also need you to expect that the fear of failure will probably arise upon your journey. You know, expect that to happen. Expect, you know, to lose or be rejected on this journey. Expect to have haters that you might call family and friends because you want them to support you in a way that they just don't have the capacity or the interest to do so. And so they may end up saying, oh, well, you think you all that because you're trying to do bop, bop to the bop, bop because no one in your pack has ever done it before. And so expect that. And with that being said, you may have the feeling, or you can sometimes expect yourself to want to give up. So don't think any of this is new or that you're not ready for the journey because you feel all these crazy negative or Debbie Downer type of emotions. Because any champion may feel like they're going to lose. Like, I like the NBA, and if you've ever watched an intense game that's just been real good and it's just like they've given it all they got, but they still down, you know what I'm saying? And that star player or any player on the court, you know, you could tell that they're tired and they do that bend over where they touch their knees and the sweat is dripping from their face. And then next thing you know, they're looking up and they're kind of, you know, watching the floor, looking at things or whatever have you. And it's something that they start to do while they're in this position, you know, because of course they look tired. They slightly look defeated. But the main thing that I feel like they're doing is they're catching their breath. And it's something very powerful about when you take the time to just truly catch your breath. And I'm meaning in a sense where you really take it in and then you let it out. Because when you do this, you can expect yourself to find a way to get back into the game. That's what I feel happens when you watch those players who do that. They find a way to mentally put themselves back into the game so that you can take another step. And I believe when you allow yourself to do that, you can expect yourself to get stronger. I believe that when you allow yourself to do that, you can expect yourself to be a victor and not a victim. I also believe that when you can find a way to do that, you can expect to share and add values to others' lives because your tests have become testimonies and now they're going to look at you in a sense of, wow, if she or he can do it, then so can I. So in the sense of you expecting all these other bad things that potentially may happen on your journey, expect yourself to one day look back over your life and surprise the hell out of yourself. Time to share your 2 to 5 cents. Head on over to AniJohnson.com/S183 and leave me your thoughts. I want to hear what you have to say. I thank you guys so much for listening to Girl to Woman and just allowing me to share my perspective and hopefully value with you. Please share this podcast with someone who may need it today. And of course, leave a review on iTunes or Google Play because I want to hear your feedback and how I can potentially better serve you. Until we talk again, please know that you are amazing, even on your worst day. I love you guys. I'm out of here.